Human rights advocates, women's organizations, and progressive groups converged on the Tampa office of Senator Bill Nelson on Wednesday. They want Nelson to lead the fight against President-elect Trump's nominee for attorney general. WUSF's Bobby O'Brien reports.
Nearly a dozen groups laid out a case against Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions becoming the next U.S. Attorney General. But it isn't just Sessions' past racial insensitivity, like prosecuting civil rights advocates, that Tony Van Pelt objects to. It's his recent Senate votes.
He's voted against reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act in the last couple of years. He's voted against the Voting Rights Act reauthorization.
The coalition delivered a message to Senator Nelson.
That we need him to fight. That these are not normal times.
That's Nadine Smith, CEO of Equality Florida. She believes that the senior senator can persuade his colleagues despite being in the minority party.
Senator Nelson, perhaps more than other Democrats, because of his reputation, because of his history, can be a voice that pricks the conscience of some of his colleagues on the other side of the aisle.
Nelson's office says that the senator is reserving judgment until after the hearings are complete. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.